This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Farmers in France have protested in front of the city hall in Lyon, a city of nearly 500,000, after its new mayor removed meat from school cafeteria menus. The mayor said the menu change was due to the pandemic. Not everyone believes him. Eating meat was, until recently, uncontroversial in France, but now, say farmers and the food industry, it's under attack. John Lawrenson reports from Lyon.
Farmers came to Lyon City Hall with goats, lambs, and cattle to protest the removal of meat from school menus. A banner read, "Stop ideology in our plates." Véronique Labi has come with some of her cows from her farm just outside the city.
For me, it's not a question of eating or not eating meat. It's a question of liberty, of choice.
Inside City Hall, new Green Party Mayor Grégory Doucet declined to be interviewed. His spokeswoman said he didn't want to feed the controversy. The Green Party espouses environmentalism, but in a written statement, Doucet said he'd taken meat out of school offerings temporarily because of COVID-19 to allow canteens to adopt a single menu in order to speed up lunch lines and make social distancing easier. Labi doesn't buy it.
No, because I have a children who is going to school, not in Lyon, and the distancing is respected, and they eat meat.
At Claudius Bertellier, one of 129 schools where meat, though not fish or eggs, have been banned, parents like Stéphane Potat are upset.
It's a nonsensical decision. I was quite angry when I received the email about this from City Hall. Meat is an important source of protein, and our daughter doesn't much like fish or eggs.
Back in front of the City Hall, the protesting farmers are cooking up a barbecue for passers-by. There are plenty of takers. The mayor is promising to restore meat to school canteens when the pandemic's over, but will introduce a daily vegetarian option next year. In Lyon, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.